This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Let's get over to Alan Pollock with this week's tech update. Alan, what you got, man? You always start out with some kind of thing humorous. Get that?
You had to put me on the spot. I don't think I have anything for today.
Man, we get comments. I was talking to Kim Schubert. She goes, I always like the humor Alan throws in, some anecdotal something off to the side. Kim Schubert, again, another one of our wonderful long-term listeners with Freddie Mac. So anyway,
all right,
what you got for us
I'll
this week?
I'll sneak one in. How's that? One point in the 1990s, 50% of all CDs produced worldwide were for AOL Online.
Really?
Yeah. So there's got to be a lot of AOL CDs floating around a lot of people's garages and old boxes.
I mean, I'm not the only one that has CDs. I got a purge and throw away. So good.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Anyway, there you go. That's a great little piece of trivia.
So, David, there's been a lot of webinars. You can see the list on any of our, mortgage media sites and emails and such, and they're all great content. I've heard feedback from people on all different ones they've attended. Our industry is doing a really good job of just sharing the knowledge. It's been great. If you remember last week, I announced that I was holding one as well for open close. And I had a statement that I created, which really resonated because throughout the week, I continued to see this same topic, which is my statement was technology adoption is more significant today than any time in the past. It couldn't be more true. So as I go through today, all the things we talk about and sort of where I end up today, consider that, right? Technology adoption is more significant today than any time in the past. So with that, some great things in the news. The first one, David, Fannie Mae has updated certain UMDP data, which is our Uniform Mortgage Data Program, their data sets, introducing the DU Spec MISMO 3.4 Uniform Closing Data Set and Uniform Loan Delivery Data Set to support future use for a whole bunch of great stuff. So you want to check that out. Those updates are on Fannie Mae's site. We haven't talked about Maxwell in quite a bit, David. Maxwell has just released their latest, they call it their best-in-class integration with Encompass, Managing Disclosures. And the reason I mention this is, look, there's a lot of updates from a lot of software platforms, but being able to get to disclosures is a big step forward. And so kudos to the folks at Maxwell. And if you use Maxwell, you want to check it out. This one's great, David. A company called Homebinder. And what they say is, stay connected post-close. They're a solution for lenders, and they keep you connected with your homeowners after the transaction has completed. They drive agent referrals, they have co-branding, and they work with real estate partners. So if you're thinking about on the marketing side, how to re-engage with existing business, especially ones that have given you a great ranking on social survey, you want to check it out. Homebinder is another great company to take a look at. MISMO, M-I-S-M-O, has rolled out RON certification. It's a certification program. By the way, you know who's president of MISMO, David? Michael Fratantoni, one of our good friends, who's been on the podcast the last 2 months or 3 months here. So Michael made a nice announcement, basically just saying that this certification program is designed to increase adoption of RON-enabled digital mortgage closings and support the integrity of scalability of e-mortgages. The statement I made earlier about adopting technology now, we've just learned how much, David, of our industry, we've been thinking about RON, we've been thinking about really getting to an e-mortgage, but I think we've been afraid to do it, or we haven't focused in,
boy,
in the reality. Oh, God. The reality is there's hybrid solutions. You can get your feet wet, and usually the transition's very frictionless. So if you haven't started your e-mortgage strategy, your inbox has been inundated with webinars of e-mortgages at this point, go ahead and check it out. It is an investment that you truly need to make. When we get to the new norm, and we've all seen realtor friends, right, posting closings with face masks and people driving by in their cars and that kind of thing, the new norm is going to be very different, and I think very different as far as how we adapt to it, not different as far as we're going to have something new. And so if you haven't really stepped into that e-closing process yet, you really want to do that. A couple of short updates, David. This company called Bradford Technologies. Now, I've personally never heard of Bradford Technologies before. What they do is they just launch a social distancing platform. Basically, the homeowner gets a link sent to them. And that link basically gives them questions to answer, asks them questions about the home, and provides them all the instructions to take pictures. So we talked about a couple companies that updates similar to that in the week prior, but where we're at right now is really just around this new norm for appraisals and valuation of each of those properties. If you were looking for a company to work with, there's, I think 2 weeks ago, David, we mentioned four or five different companies that had updates. Well, Bradford Technologies can be added to the list. That's another one. And we're going to end today with this, David. Optimal Blue has launched a benchmarking data set of mortgage industry data that you can have access to. Yep, they said because of COVID-19 and the request to benchmark and understand great information going on, comprehensive database of primary mortgage market data. And if you're an OB user, which, by the way, OB does have data from 1/3 of all U.S. mortgages completed every year, you want to check that out.
That's good.
And with that, David, that is this week's update. Lots of great, good stuff for next week. I couldn't fit it all into one segment, or I wouldn't be fair to everybody else, including our special guest today. So we'll save it for next week.
I appreciate very much you sharing what you did. Yeah, very interesting. By the way, our producer put in the notes here that we had Mike Frattantoni on January 13th of this earlier this year, talking about the industry. We need to get him back on talking about technology and his perspective. So I don't know. I always talking to a chief economist about technology. Michael does an amazing job of staying on top of it. We have to get him on, Alan, as a guest of ours. Appreciate it very much. Check out Alan's other information. Write him. By the way, several people write him. We're getting a new email address set up for him, but contact him currently at alan@tms-advisors.com. And we'll have a new update for you guys. Can send your requests or your information that you want Alan to talk about it. So anyway, great segment. Thank you so much. Appreciate you being here each and every week.
Likewise, David.
You bet. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, Lenders One, the Mortgage Collaborative, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorSurf, Vidyard. Special thank you to Alice, Andy, Alan, and Joe for them being here and making this podcast possible each and every week. Have a great week, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.